exactly just shoot me. Coldplay has released Hymn for the Weekend, featuring Beyoncé, and it's apparently broken the Indian internet. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. It's the great Western discovery of India all over again. Incredible India, timeless India. Age cannot wither her, nor Coldplay stale her infinite variety. Every cliché has found its way into the video, except perhaps the Taj Mahal. There are dancing peacocks, saffron-clad holy men, yellow and black taxis. The taxi has psychedelic interiors. The temple seems to be made out of pink marshmallow. The boats are candy-striped. But it's still not colour saturation enough for the good people of India, who, according to the video, play Holi, the Hindu festival of colours, all day long, dousing each other in great joyous rainbow showers of coloured powder. A passage to India often transforms people. Some find spirituality, some drugs, some the meaning of life. Chris Martin of Coldplay finds Technicolor, and he becomes, thanks to Holi, a way more colourful person. That's as opposed to a person of colour. Pump up the colour saturation. This is Eat, Pray, Love in the age of Instagram. Many Indians have not been amused. Et tu, Coldplay? Oh, Beyoncé, how could you go down the path of cultural appropriation? In the video, Beyoncé turns into a Bollywood queen in a glittering outfit, hennaed and bejeweled, shaking her thang against an eye-popping wall of flowers. Actually, given that Bollywood likes its heroines fair and lovely, and the fairer the better, Beyoncé as Bolly Rani is unintentionally a cheeky bit of subversive casting across the colour line. It's all very indie pop and ethno-cool, but whipping ourselves into a lather of righteous indignation about cultural appropriation? The Twitterati doth protest too much. If Coldplay can be accused of anything, it's being a little too swept away by India's sensory onslaught. Their India is trapped in a tourist-friendly time warp of hand puppets and levitating holy men. Not a mobile phone in sight. But give them some credit, not a snake charmer either. This is more a wide-eyed Valentine to India than an exercise in brown face. Cultural appropriation is when Madonna wears a bindi because it's cool, but an Indian auntie with a bindi is still a dothead somewhere. Cultural appropriation is when some company puts Hindu gods on slippers and toilet seats because they are bright and colourful, more Disney than divine. Cultural appropriation is when our Bollywood stars dance before a man in blackface, or a Bollywood composer is not even conscious he's appropriating the songs of others.
Choo-choo train, a-chugging down the track, gotta travel on, never coming back, ooh, got a one-way ticket to the blue. खुशी है चूर नशे में ये जिंदगी है.
Yes, India is a brightly colored palette once again here for the Western adventurer. Its urchins are happy slum dogs for a rich singing millionaire. But thankfully, Chris Martin is not the Western saviour who comes to India to lift the poor natives out of their leprous darkness, a la City of Joy. Nor does he chant Sanskrit shlokas the way Iggy Azalea, white and Australian, channels southern black hip-hop. The larger problem the entire furore reveals is how susceptible we still remain to the power of the Western gaze. We still care too damn much about how we are reflected in the West's golden eye. Our anxiety about how the world sees us makes us ultra-sensitive to a video like this, gushing about the attention. Look, Coldplay really, really loves us. Or irate that the real India, whatever we think that is missing from a video that's really about selling a song. Both are overreactions. If anyone should be worried about this video, it should be Bollywood and Quantico star Priyanka Chopra. The freshly minted brand ambassador for Incredible India tourism campaigns should be getting cold feet that the government might give her new post away to Coldplay instead for this feel-good tourist brochure of a music video. But really, someone please tell all those tourists getting ready to come to India from drab bedsit apartments in grey European towns, we don't play Holi all year round. We are too busy listening to Coldplay instead. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Oh, angel said.